Anthony Brindisi is a first-term Democrat from New York's 22nd Congressional District. If you're in Utica, if you're in Binghamton, it's 2 hours between the two of them, but, you know, he covers it all. Anthony Brindisi, I want to start with you about the Mueller investigation. The word is it's imminent. It's going to happen. What do you expect?
Well, I'm taking a wait-and-see approach. Obviously, this is a big deal, and I want to see the results of the investigation. What I don't want us to get too bogged down in investigations here. I think we have to play an oversight role on the administration. That's a very important part of the checks and balances we have here in our country. But I also don't want us to get bogged down on endless investigations, because we actually have to get some things done. We have to work on things like transportation, infrastructure, drug costs, protecting people with pre-existing conditions, doing all the things that we talked about during the campaign. We have to move forward on that. So I'm anxiously awaiting, as I'm sure the rest of the country is, to see the results of the Mueller report and then figure out where to go from there.
What if they don't want to share that report with the American people? Where will you be on that one?
I think it should be public, 100%. I think it would be a disservice to the American people not to share that information publicly. I think it's in everyone's best interest, especially the president, who has said that there's been no collusion. He should want to share that publicly with the rest of the country, and it's something we have the right to know.
And following along with this line, what if it turns out, you know, it's a lot of what if, you said you're going to wait and see. But what if it turns out that he has a role in a collusion or something like it? Would you be willing to vote for impeachment?
Well, it's going to have to be a very high bar for me to want to vote for impeachment, and I'm going to want to see what the recommendations are of the special counsel. What we have to realize, too, is that despite having the House, you have a Senate that is in Republican control, and just like during the Bill Clinton years, what could happen is that you have impeachment in the House and nothing acted on upon in the Senate. So I don't want us to spend the next 2 years on this issue when we have other things that we have to accomplish, and we have a presidential election in 2 years in any event. So the president's going to have to face the voters, and ultimately they will have to make the decision whether or not he should stand for another 4 years or we should seek a new president.
You were an early supporter of Joe Biden, if I remember correctly.
Yep.
Now, do you want to see Biden run for president?
I would like to see him run for president. I haven't made any commitments on who I would support for president, but I think Vice President Biden has been a tremendous public servant through many decades and has a very distinguished career, both as a senator and as our vice president. And he is someone who I think could actually beat Donald Trump in an election. So I know he's making that decision, and it's a tough decision to make, but he's someone certainly I think a lot of folks on the Democratic side could get behind, not just the Democratic side. I think he could see bipartisan support for him.
Do you see this coming? I mean, I'll be honest with you. Here's the way I see it. You got a lot of candidates. I think it's going to come down to Biden versus Bernie. Then what?
For me, if it's a choice between the two, I probably would pick Joe Biden. I think Joe Biden has the best chance of winning in 2020, and he's someone who can help heal the country, bring the country together at a time when we need healing from all the division that we see out there right now.
Talk to me about the ACA, the Obamacare. What, in fact, is happening that you see? In other words, it's pretty much open for business right now. Will the president prevail? Will it disappear? I know you ran on, you know, the concept of, you know, making sure that everybody with pre-existing conditions got taken care of. So what's your thoughts on the whole thing?
Well, I certainly don't want to see the ACA go away. We have to be doing everything we can right now, and that's the good thing is there are actually hearings taking place. Because we're now back in regular order here in the House of Representatives, there are hearings taking place on things like protecting people with pre-existing conditions. You're going to see legislation coming out this year to help stabilize the ACA. There's groups that are very interested in trying to make sure that we are protecting the ACA and making sure those who need coverage can access coverage. There's a lot of Americans right now who would qualify qualify for coverage that have not signed up for coverage. And that's something that we have to do a better job of making sure that folks who are eligible for coverage can get it. But we're having hearings right now in the various committees that have jurisdiction over health care and insurance markets. And I'm sure that in the near future, you're going to see some legislation start to come out. I've been talking to several members of the freshman class on ideas that we can put forward to help lower premiums for individuals in the private health insurance market. And you're going to see some legislation coming out in the next few weeks, I'm sure, on that. And that's, to me, the most important thing in terms of health care, in addition to lowering drug costs, is how do we stabilize the ACA, stop the attacks on the ACA, and then make sure that everyone who is eligible can have insurance.
Well, there's no question that the president has said if the ACA disappears, he has a better idea. Nobody knows what that better idea is. Have you heard anything?
I have not heard anything, and despite 8 or more years of attacks on the ACA, I haven't seen a viable alternative. I think it's here. It's here to stay. We have to make sure that we are stabilizing the markets right now. Premiums are going up because of so much uncertainty out there. It's the one thing that any market doesn't like, especially insurance markets, is uncertainty. So giving some stabilization to the ACA is a priority. Protecting people with pre-existing conditions is a priority. I was talking to someone in the health insurance world, and they just couldn't understand the constant attacks on people with pre-existing conditions. Because no one's asking to have that protection taken away. Even folks in the insurance industry don't want to see those protections taken away. So we have to make sure that we shore up the ACA and then look at things like maybe a public option to compete. There's lots of ideas out there, but certainly health insurance is a right, and I don't want to see anyone going bankrupt because they can't afford their health insurance.
Are we a long way from Medicare for All?
I think so. It's not something that I'm supportive of. We have 180 million people in this country who get their health insurance through the private market, private insurance. Many of those folks are very happy with their plans. I think there are ways, and there's several groups that I've been talking to down in Washington, ways that we can expand coverage and make sure that everyone has coverage, universal coverage, not through a Medicare for All program, by shoring up existing markets. And there's millions of people right now who are eligible for coverage in this country that are not taking advantage of it. And that's an issue where I think we should start working first.
It's good to talk to you, Congressman. Congressman Anthony Brindisi is a first-term Democrat from New York's 22nd Congressional District. It's a big district, and you got a lot of work to do. And when we come back the next time, I'm going to ask you about the opioid crisis.
Yes.